You're rescuing more Americans from Haiti. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. and the state of Florida working to fly or helicopter them out of the country overrun by deadly gang violence.
This is not just chartering a plane and people get on and they live happily ever after.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis just told Fox.
We've had folks working for us who've actually been on the ground in dangerous parts of Haiti to help get people out of difficult situations and get them to where they can be exfilled and eventually brought back home to the United States.
More than 1,000 Americans have asked the State Department for help to leave Haiti. America's top diplomat is in Egypt, again pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We've been here before. Attempts to get Israel and Hamas to pause their war in Gaza, allowing hostages out and humanitarian aid in. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, though, says the gaps are narrowing between the two sides. He's also confirmed the U.S. submitted a draft U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire linked to the release of hostages.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. This is a good thing with the worst of COVID behind us.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics crunched the numbers and found that life expectancy in the U.S. increased in 2022 after 2 years of decline. 77 and a half years old in 2022. That's up a little more than a year from 2021, but not back to pre-pandemic levels.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden will campaign today in Texas as he makes yet another move to cancel more student loan debt for even more Americans, finding a way around the Supreme Court's rejection of his much larger plan.
Teachers, firefighters, nurses, and other public service workers will have student loans forgiven, the Biden administration says, through fixes to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Today's announcement impacts about 78,000 public service workers and totals about $6 billion in debt cancellation.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. And America's listening to Fox News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200. Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
It's sentencing day in federal court for the last two ex-law enforcement officers in Mississippi who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men last year, attacking them while they were in a white woman's home. The other four sentenced this week got 17 to 40 years in prison. Late last night in Georgia, a condemned killer was put to death quietly without any last words.
Willie James Pye was given a lethal injection Wednesday evening. He'd been convicted, along with another man, of abducting his former girlfriend, raping her, then shooting her to death in 1993. The other defendant was sentenced to five life prison terms. His legal team claimed Pye was intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for execution. The state's parole board disagreed and denied his application for clemency. The Georgia Supreme Court, a federal appeals court, and the U.S. Supreme Court all refused to halt the process. Pye's execution is Georgia's first in 4 years. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The number of survivors of the day which will live in infamy is dwindling. About 20 now remain alive who were there when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii December 7th, 1941, dragging the U.S. into World War II. In the name of Richard Higgins, he was a radio man in a seaplane patrol squadron when the bombs fell. He died at his home in Bend, Oregon at the age of 102. There's a new exhibit using artificial intelligence at the World War II Museum in New Orleans.
AI and recorded interviews of World War II vets are combined in a new interactive experience at the National World War II Museum. Visitors can have conversations with virtual veterans. Each virtual veteran is a real person, a veteran who sat in front of a camera and answered 1,000 different questions about their experience during World War II. An AI can interpret a visitor's question and can find a matching answer to keep history alive. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, rising stocks futures suggest more gains after yesterday's records. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign School Board downed another member. Martiz turned in his resignation to the school board. In his email, he told the board his vision for the school district is not aligned with the district. Tees had been on the board for about a year. He's the second board member to resign after Jamar Brown stepped down earlier this month. The board has 60 days to fill his position. Urbana City Council has gone on record for calling a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. The council's unanimous vote for the resolution followed months of meetings where residents spoke out about the conflict, urging the council to take a stand. More than 50 turned out at Monday's meeting. Air Force officials releasing the name of the Illinois airman who died last week in what was described as a workplace incident at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Alaska. Airman identified as 25-year-old Staff Sergeant Charles Crumlin. He was from Cook County, Illinois. He had served in the Air Force since 2016. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier, who tells us that we might need a jacket by Easter weekend, but that's typical up and down for the springtime, my friend. What are we looking at for weekend and stuff?
Yeah, it's an early Easter this year, but very dynamic weather pattern expected here the next 7 to 10 to 12 days or a little bit beyond here. Don't see much opportunity for any extended field work. Now, the wind and the mild air of late and the low afternoon humidity has kind of firmed things up coming off some of these rains of late. Drought monitoring to the weather office. We are in good shape soil moisture-wise. Some dryness and drought far western reaches of the state south of I-70. The worst still expanding again into the western corn belt. That'll be relatively temporary, and looks like here out of two, maybe three systems through the northern plains, upper Midwest, Great Lakes region, will likely double down or triple down on what snowfall totals we've seen so far this winter time season in those northern corridors. Hence the example, the thought that we're trying to convey is there hasn't been much snow and they're likely to get it up there. Matter of fact, you may want to, after the proper celebration here over the ball game this afternoon, by the way, is that one game we win? Are we still there? Or
we play Saturday. If we were to beat Moorhead State today, we'll play on Saturday. And then we'd come home. And honestly, I don't know where we'd play. If there is a second weekend, I can't get that far ahead. So
The point being, after the Saturday ball game, that, you want to kind of get out of Omaha.
Oh, I see.
Just because it's winter storm potential out there.
Boy.
The likelihood, actually, to probably Sunday or Monday, somewhere in that time frame, and Arctic air dumping in behind it, and you'll get out of or get home before the thunderstorm activity next week gets heavy and severe. That's the middle to late parts of next week. So, lots of action going on, including a few snowflakes in the air this morning. 29 at Willard and Savoy. We'll head towards 45. Clouds and the flakes or two of snow around this morning and a sun-filled afternoon. 34 tonight. Milder tomorrow. Boy, we got a roller coaster ride of temperatures coming. 62 tomorrow. Shower activity breaks up, particularly by afternoon. That'll wind down early tomorrow night, low down to 33, and a much cooler, breezy Saturday. But we're dry for the weekend. 46 Saturday, 55 on Sunday. They'll be in the 50s, by the way, at Omaha this afternoon. Then by Monday, 60s with some showers and thunderstorms. A break in the wet weather here come Wednesday, Thursday. More stronger storms perhaps late next week towards Good Friday. And maybe a little snow in the forecast as well towards Easter Sunday. So you get the idea on temperatures all over creation here in East Central Illinois in the Midwest at large. For Stephen G. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, he was a terrific writer for the News Gazette for many years. Greatest baseball player perhaps ever at Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, really? Panthers!
And a man who married far over his head.
Of
Ladies
course.
And gentlemen, Marcus Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just can't I can't compete with those things that you said. None of them are true. Only one of them is true. I did marry over my head, but the rest of it, I don't know that I can say that's fact.
I've been waiting outside, like in the rain, for a year and a half for Marcus to show up at CrossFit, like his wife Megan.
Mm.
She's a D1 athlete. I'm telling you what, she's tremendous at CrossFit. She is really something else. You gotta come, man. Where you been? Let's go. Come on, Marcus.
You know, I used to do CrossFit, Stevie, and it's the reason that it takes me 15 minutes to get out of bed now, because I went so hard and I hurt myself over and over that my body just doesn't work the way that it used to, which is kind of the opposite of what CrossFit's supposed to do for you, but that just tells you how dumb I am.
No, listen, I get it. It's competitive.
You got to pace yourself.
Stevie J says, number one goal, don't get hurt. That's only number one goal. And then so I just have to suck it up, and if I have to take plates off a 75-pound bench press, I do, okay? It hurts me. It hurts me a lot. Anyway,
you're a smart man.
It's just hard though because you got
what position at EIU?
He's an outfielder. The guy never missed. He caught everything. He was like a stinking vacuum cleaner. It's ridiculous. It's Marcus Jackson. All right, so what are you doing now?
So I work for Allstate Insurance Company. So I work on the communications team there, handling primarily like our internal communications to keep employees updated on things that are going on around the company. So
awesome.
I've been there coming up on 5 years, so it's been great for me. And you know, my job is remote, so it afforded us the opportunity. You know, we were living in Chicago, and
yeah.
You know, and Megan, my wife that you mentioned, she got a job offer at Carl. She's been here down at Carl since June, and with my job being remote, we were able to move, and I have to keep my work together. So
awesome.
it's been a great opportunity for me.
That's great.
Yeah, you're still, I know, highly tuned in to sports, mm-hmm. and certainly, is this not probably the best two sports day of our year in the USA? This is just 12 hours of basketball 2 days in a row. Come on, man. This is fun. It's so fun, isn't it?
It's fantastic. You know, when I was covering the sport, when I was covering college basketball, it was great. I was really dialed in and tuned in to a lot of the teams, and it was always interesting. And the fact that I covered Illinois during the time that I did, there was only a couple times that I was actually on site during the NCAA tournament covering games. So yeah. I was like everybody else. I was on my couch watching games and enjoying it just like you all are.
Okay, so I presume you've done a bracket for some reason, right? You filled something out.
I have done a bracket, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I guess let's just look at this thing. Do you have a team in there that you've noticed as, like this team a lot? I don't think everybody's on this team. Anything like that? Anything to give us tips on 2 hours before the deadline?
Nope. You know, I was just looking at my bracket. I don't have, like, any double-digit seeds going really far.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not really good at these things. I didn't do them when I was covering – when I was covering college basketball and I was voting in the AP poll, but one of the things I always heard was, you know, you're going to get that Cinderella every once in a while, but don't pick too many double digit seeds to go far because that'll really ruin your bracket.
Yeah.
But there's a couple in the first round that I really like. And these aren't really huge upsets. They're 10-7. Like I've got Nevada,
mm-hmm.
Beating Dayton, and I've got New Mexico beating Clemson. Those are both, you know, tough matchups. I think there's one to really look out for, I think in terms of an upset, and that's Kansas.
Yeah,
You know they're really banked up right now with their guys, and Stanford's a really good team. You know, kind of familiar with them. They used to be in the OBC, which is the league that Eastern's in.
Ah, okay.
And, they always had that, you know, like that Princeton offense.
Mm.
They're really disciplined with what they do, and they do a lot of misdirection and tricky. So that's going to be a tricky game for Kansas for sure.
Well, I think Kansas was ranked 336th on bench points, so they're not getting much help off the bench.
Mm.
Getting like 12 points a game off the bench, and I think Dickinson's banged up, and I think their point guard's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Kansas is vulnerable, mm-hmm. I would sure think, but this is when he'll make another run. Watch this. It's just
right.
Crazy. It's just hard to pick. And in New Mexico, that game you mentioned, that's actually 11-6. New Mexico's the 11, but New Mexico's favored.
I have New Mexico going on, especially with Rob Judson on
earlier
this week.
Rob was on earlier and liked New Mexico, too.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for that New Mexico team. That's the thing that's so great about this, Marcus Jackson, is you've got teams nobody's heard of, but they're really good players out there.
Yeah, especially, you know, one of the things that you heard on Selection Sunday was that the Mountain West Conference felt like it was a little bit undervalued. And that's really good basketball they play out there. And, you know, a lot of their teams just didn't feel like they got the respect that they deserved. And people don't stay up late to watch Mountain West games on the CBS Sports Network. So I think some people are going to, you know, start to learn a little bit this week about, you know, what that league's all about. We saw Colorado State the other night win their opening round game. So there's some really good basketball teams. I think people will be pleasantly surprised at how good those teams are out there.
All right, so what's your assessment of our Illini, Marcus Jackson?
Well, it's a really fun team to watch. I think first and foremost, that's the thing. And, you know, going into the season, they talked a lot about, you know, positional size, getting older, and all that stuff is really, you know, coming, kind of showing its head at this time of the season. And it's really encouraging to see, you know, there was that, you know, that slip up at Penn State, you know, late in the season, and they bounced back from that. Had a pretty good showing against Purdue at home, but just really couldn't pull that one out. But for them to go into the Big Ten tournament and play the way that they did and face some adversity, they were down double digits in all of those games and come back and win. It just goes to show that, you know, really what they were going for was having some veteran guys who could, you know, stay poised and, you know, step up in the big moment. And they really did that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that show its head in the NCAA tournament. It's a really fun team to watch with a lot of different ways that they can beat you and attack you. So, I've just been excited watching them and really looking forward to seeing what they're going to be able to do this weekend and hopefully beyond.
How would you guard Terrence Shannon Jr., how would you – the guy from Wisconsin, the 7-foot guy, had like 20 feet getting ready, and there was no stopping him. Is he that fast and quick that is NBA fast and quick, do you think?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who the best defender in the NBA is, and if you're able to get that guy on the court, then put him on Terrence Shannon. There's nothing you can do, and you're watching it, you know, from Illinois lens, and you're glad he's on your team. But if you're on the other team and he's in transition and he's going down, and your guys are trying to get in the way, like, what are you supposed to do? And if he's hitting the three like he was last weekend, he's impossible to guard. I mean, because you gotta you know, plan for him getting by you, and now you gotta respect the jump shot too, and that's just a recipe for disaster if you're on defense.
Well, every time Illinois gets a defensive rebound, I just go, Terrence, give it to him, Terrence, just give it to him. And he's got three guys in front of him. He just slides through them. It's a remarkable skill. And what a weekend, as you mentioned. But Marcus Damas, could we have ever expected a kid from Southern, who's a very good player, turn into that?
I don't think so. I think they anticipated a version of this, but he's probably far exceeded anything that they expected to get from him. And just his patience, the way he plays, you know, his footwork, he's smart. He attacks, you know, weaknesses and defenses. And I think it's really helped to have the guys around him that he does. You know, he's got, like you mentioned, Terrence Shannon, you know, Quincy Gary, when he's knocking down shots, he can be really dangerous. And they've just got so many different weapons that you can't, you know, double team either of those guys because, you know, the other one's going to beat you. So, yeah, everything they've gotten out of him, you know, we heard a lot about him coming out of Southern Illinois. He was a 1,600 point scorer there. And for that to translate to the Big Ten the way that it has, it's been outstanding.
And again, Coleman Hawkins, I mean, who's 6'11 can do what he does? I mean, it's, this is a fun team to watch. And I get it. I understand how the NCAA works. But man, I think we'd be kind of due make a little run, huh?
You would think. It's about that time. It's been, 19 years since they got to the second round. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone's been saying it these past couple of years, you know, they've had some tough draws in the tournament in the past few years. But, you know, you just got to keep getting there and giving yourself chances. And eventually it's gonna pop if you continue doing things the right way and putting yourself in a position to do it. So, you know, why not have it be, you know, this year hope that continues to go forward as Brad continues his tenure here.
Well, Marcus Jackson, now that I got the number and I kept telling Megan I'm going to call Marcus, and it, of course, never happened. So last night I said, we got to do this tomorrow. So anyway, let's do this again. But you're terrific on the radio. You know so much. And great catching up. You spent how many years with the News Gazette?
I was at the News Gazette for 12 years.
Wow. Well, you did great work there in sports and just general writing as a journalist. Very talented, All-State, the benefactor now, ladies and gentlemen. Keep up your fine work, Marcus Jackson. Let's talk again soon. But again, if you come to CrossFit, I'll tell you what you're doing. You won't be doing the things you think you ought to be doing. I'll scale you a little, and you'll be happy, and you won't get hurt. Come on, man. Wait a minute. Come on, man.
It took you about 9 minutes to finally call me, I'll wait 9 months, and I'll see you in the gym.
But you need my voice to say, you ain't doing that, Marcus. We're not doing that today. You're not doing that, Marcus. Hey, put that down, Marcus. Hey, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
Marcus Jackson, Tabman's Towing Phone Line, ESPN 93.5. Great to hear his voice. And he knows a ton.
Absolutely. Go Illini.
Such a good guy. He wrote so many great golf articles when the kids were in golf.
Right.
Love Marcus. And his wife, Megan, is
210.
A D1 athlete. She played volleyball at Eastern. She was amazing.
Oh, awesome.
All right, going to check your weather. ESPN 93.5. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana have a Saturday. It's a pair of weather systems that'll generate wide-ranging temperatures. No shortage of moisture either in the coming days, particularly into early next week. And if you're traveling to the north right before and through the Easter holiday weekend next weekend, heads up on cold and snow there, which winter weather advisory is currently underway far north of Illinois, Wisconsin, back into the northern plains. Just a couple of snow flurries from that system for this morning. Partly sunny for the afternoon, a bit on the cool side at 45, down at 34.4 tonight. Breezy, milder, becoming cloudy cloudy. Some shower activity breaks out tomorrow, particularly by afternoon. Highs up to 62 and a gusty south-southwesterly wind into the 30s tomorrow night with some evening shower activity and a breezy, much cooler day on Saturday, partly cloudy and 46. But then popping back into the 50s on Sunday, 62 on Monday with some showers, a couple of thunderstorms, more rain Tuesday in the 50s. Highs next Wednesday and Thursday close to 50, and another active weather pattern and system ahead for next weekend, the Easter holiday weekend. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market appears to be holding up with little change. There were 210,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 2,000 from the revised number for the previous week. Another report from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve found business activity improved this month. The reading was stronger than forecast. Today, the Bank of England, like the Fed yesterday, left interest rates unchanged. The Fed has signaled it intends to cut rates three times this year. Switzerland today became the first major central bank to start lowering interest rates. Airline top executives, Boeing's biggest U.S. customers, are requesting a meeting with Boeing's board to express concerns about production problems. The Wall Street Journal says Boeing's chairman Larry Kellner will meet with key U.S. customers as soon as next week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday, 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
We have our Fisher National Bank text line, and president of Fisher National Bank is actually in Philo, a spotting of Ryan Heiser. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stevie. Thanks for having me this morning.
A little nervous. Are you nervous about the 210 tip-off today with Illinois taking on Morehead State?
I don't think I'm nervous. I think I'm more excited. I think this is a game that we should be able to win, but we've said that before and came out with a loss. But really excited to see the tip-off.
We can score the ball, man.
You bet we can.
I know. And see, Fisher National Bank, all, you know, employees that are practically family to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you just kind of embrace the March Madness.
Fisher National Bank is a local bank.
Yeah.
It is really, you're talking about...
Yeah, we're deeply rooted in Champaign and Vermilion County, and very, very much family oriented, smaller in nature, but yet still big enough to provide the services we need.
So friendly when it comes to this March Madness and the brackets and you know, the viewing. It's like most business people, I think, today just kind of say,
"Well, it's just
people are going to be watching
Illinois.
This
you're going to watch Illinois today." I mean, it's and if you fight it, you're making a mistake,
right?
Yeah. Right.
A few years ago, I was reading some stats talking about how unproductive employees were, you know, during March Madness. So you might as well embrace it.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Absolutely,
let's have some fun doing it.
All right, so when you're talking about Muhammad Music Festival, Fisher National Bank's very involved in this summer. Why?
Well, Stevie, that started probably back in 2012, I think, when we had the opportunity to be a presenting sponsor with the music festival. You know, it's Mahama's biggest event, and as a community bank, that's something that we believe strongly in and something that we really wanted to support. So we jumped in 2 feet in, you know, back in 2012, and we've been the presenting sponsor ever since.
That's awesome. Mahama Music Festival will be August 23rd and 24th in downtown on the Main Street. For those of us who are kind of new to the scene, to me, this is one of the premier festivals in the area. And greatly because things are free and you can enjoy and people come from all around and can see and hear the music on the stage. And they've got some terrific acts. Greatly because this is free because of Fisher National Bank sponsoring.
Sure. And we're not the only sponsor, Diane. So, you know, like we've got Darwin Boston's State Farm stage and Tapman's Towing. He has a VIP package, you know, so folks can buy those packages and be closer to the stage
and have
some little extra amenities. But we have a lot of sponsors along the way, and that's what makes this a free event. So we have, you know, smaller sponsors that just do ads, and then we've got bigger booth sponsors, and the Ryan Dallas team is our wristband sponsor. So it really is a community event, and a lot of local businesses pool together to make this happen.
Yeah, but Dylan Scott isn't free, right? You have to pay to go.
That's true.
Right? I mean, Dylan Scott's a big act, isn't it?
Yeah, Dylan Scott's probably one of our biggest acts.
I mean, it's a big, big-time guy. This guy's voice is crazy. I mean, it's unbelievable what
Yeah, thank you, Stevie. I know US 105.9 plays Dylan Scott a lot. New Truck is one of his hits. Can't Have Mine, Nobody, and this song is My Girl.
Listen to this voice.
He'll be on stage on Saturday, August 24th.
I think I sound like
Mahama
this,
Music
I
Fest.
I don't think so.
She looks so pretty when her makeup on. You should hear talking to her mama.
I think your body looks like him, Brian. I mean, you're in shape. You lift weights?
I do lift weights, but I don't know if I'd say I'm in shape.
This guy looks like he's cut.
Yeah.
Anyway, this will be Muhammad.
Yes.
I can go hear him.
August 24th.
That's really awesome.
I got goosebumps just hearing that voice. So we had an experience on US 105.9 with a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And the ladies from Paxton just melted.
Did they?
I mean, he has dark hair and pretty blue eyes.
Yeah.
It was just so awesome to see their reaction when he was coming up. And I'm just excited to be introducing him with Stevie J Broadcasting's US 105.9 as our country station. So, and actually we have Christian FM 95.3 in our cluster, and they have a headliner for the afternoon act. Christian music artist Cochran and Company will be coming in, and they've got some terrific hits that date back to 2021 with Running Home and Church, Take Me Back, One Day, and Who Can. So again, it's free because you're walking around, you're enjoying all these vendors on the downtown street. And so many businesses in Mahama participate and sponsor and volunteer. I love that.
Yeah, we get a lot of support from the entire community. We've got organizations out there like the Rotary Club and the Chamber of Commerce, local businesses, you know, they supply staff and everybody comes together and really pulls this thing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also want to throw out the Village of Mahama. You know, they do a really good job of hosting the event. And they provide staff and they spend a lot of times, you know, leading up to the event, you know, the week before and the week after, cleaning the streets and mowing grasses and making sure that we're ready to have a beautiful festival.
Awesome.
That's right.
Brian Heiser, how can people learn more about Fisher National Bank?
go online, check us out on Facebook or social media, or give me a shout.
Friendly.
I'll be happy to tell you our story.
I think you exemplify what you're about. It's just like, cool dude, nice guy. Going to get it done, interested in your life, interested in what they can do to help you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, all of us grew up in small town, and so we try to you know, practice what we preach.
Good stuff. It's Ryan Heiser, president of Fisher National Bank. Thanks for your support of this festival, Mahama, in August. We're looking forward to it, hearing this guy's voice.
And I love that you guys have that free rewards checking and so many different options and lending. So again, FisherNational.com for details.
All right, that's Ryan Heiser in our studio and final. Got another smoke show coming up. We got Tim Onstott standing by with something great. He'll be here in a week. Ah, less than a week.
That's right,
next
on
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
One of the greatest smoking barbecuologists ever going to be doing something outside our studio in a week. Can't wait.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Four more flights chartered by the state of Florida are expected to bring Americans back there from Haiti today, escaping gang violence and governmental collapse. The State Department's getting people across the border to the Dominican Republic a few at a time.
U.S. chartered helicopter flights continue to free up to 30 Americans a day. And the task at hand is daunting. Officials say nearly 1,600 Americans have registered with the State Department as of yesterday, seeking a way to get out of the chaos.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Ireland's leader yesterday, Vietnam's president today, say they're stepping down.
Prime Minister Varadkar says he's no longer the man for the job, and President Tuong's called it quits amid a corruption probe. While good relations with the Irish seem guaranteed, the U.S. will watch Vietnam carefully as it weighs up its rivalry with China.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Tong just took office 13 months ago when the previous president resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Voter turnout much lower than expected for Illinois primary elections this week. The president and former President Trump won the state's presidential primary. State Supreme Court Justice Joy Cunningham expected to win her bid for a full term as she won the Democratic primary. Champaign School District Board of Education now downed another member. Mark Tease resigned yesterday from the board in an email Tuesday night. The seven-member board now has five. Earlier this month, another board member, Jamar Brown, resigned from his position. The Board of Education working to appoint his seat. A 17-year-old male from Savoy arrested in connection to a shooting Monday night. Champaign County Sheriff's Office responded to shots fired near Prairie Fields Park. Deputies searched the area for evidence of a shooting and found shell casings in the intersection Gentian and Prairie Rose. They also found a parked car unrelated to the incident that had been damaged by the gunfire. And that's a check of what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann this Saturday, and it's a pair of weather systems that will generate a complexity of weather, wide-ranging weather, and temperatures, too, across the Midwest, East Central Illinois included here in the coming days, of which a couple snow flurries around for this morning. Partly sunny for the midday and afternoon on the cool side at 45. Light northeast to east wind, 34 in the low tonight. Tomorrow, back into a cloudy, breezy, milder mode, and a couple of showers both morning, more so for the afternoon. Highs up to 62. Showers wind down early tomorrow night, winds turn to the north, low down to 33, and a breezy, much cooler Saturday, partly cloudy, 46, but then popping back into the 50s on Sunday, lower 60s Monday, 50s Tuesday, and into early next week, widespread showers and a couple of thunderstorms, brief drying next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs will be closer to about 50 degrees. Looks like another system of rain, perhaps even a touch of snow over next weekend. That's the Easter holiday weekend. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at pacificaongreen.com.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, who will be in downtown Philo this coming Wednesday to do a practice smoke. Because you got something in early April, is that right?
We're considering going to a contest in April. I don't like to cook in April. Weather is too unpredictable.
Well, it's spring training then for you next Wednesday in Philo, is essentially what you're saying here. It's a practice.
We're gonna pitch a simulated game.
Let's go.
Okay, very good.
Love it. And that means chicken, pork, brisket, and ribs.
Not in that order. But
right.
Yes.
Brisket is always the finale.
How do you come up with the starting lineup? What does it matter between, like, if it's pork or chicken? How does that work? Just timing?
They in the KCBS contest, they have a specific order and time you have to turn in. If you're 1 second late on a meet, you're disqualified.
What?
Yep.
What, by who? The world clock? Who would judge it? Bob's watch is off, okay? Come on.
They have an atomic clock that around and show you the time, and you have to be on that time.
So if Diane's not here on time, I can use the atomic clock excuse. Where you been? The atomic clock says you're a second late. Anyway, that's really cool. So you'll be here early because you have to. We're talking about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On the drive is when you're going to introduce meats. And
right.
And the participation, we're not sure who's going to be here because Illinois, if we win this weekend, which we hope we do,
right.
Derek will be on the road somewhere. But Lante should be here. Kyle Tosk, right. I'll be here. Right. Diane will be here.
Right. We're not really sure. And, you know, this is the first year we've done this. I just got a suggestion that we have some lemonade stand or some drinking options of lemonade.
Yeah, this isn't, let me just make this clear. this isn't a public thing necessarily. It is kind of a showcase.
Right.
So it's Tim practicing. For the big Tim and Donna are the best two according to the national rankings. You and
okay.
Donna number one
awesome.
This morning. Good job. So this isn't like public come and eat. This is like let's talk about it on the air and the process of it all and learn a little that way. And of course, us as judges will eat because
okay.
we have to.
Sounds good.
We have to make sure you know it's good.
Yeah, the health department doesn't like us selling meat without a permit.
No, right. we're not going to get into any of that. So what we'll do is we'll just have you, and the smoke will filter to downtown Philo, which will be cool.
Yeah, smells are free, and Stevie, you know me, I can talk barbecue forever. So I get information from people too. I pick up tips and things that other people are doing, and I'll try them. We're going to throw this is simulated game, so we may come out with a different curveball. We're going to try a couple of things that we haven't done before just to see how it works.
Yeah, right.
And looking for a lot of fun. We have a box being delivered today from Mr. Brisket in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm trying something new there. All the competition meats are in that box. And Hank Kornblatt, who is the owner of Mr. Brisket, has told me that it is good stuff. We're going to be able to cook it up right. So we're going to see if we can cut down on some of our prep time by getting the right meat right away.
Okay, so and you're going to light the fire by 8 in the morning, meaning you'll set up by, what, 6 or so? I mean, you'll be in downtown Philo setting it up. That's the process that you guys, when you compete, this is a long weekend for you. And, oh, by the way, Gail wants to see you Monday, man. What the heck? This is crazy.
What? It's normally a three or four day ordeal, and we're going to do it in about 12 hours, I think.
crazy.
We normally light the fire at 5 in the morning to start turn-ins at noon.
Okay.
So if we bump that timeline, we're going to have to light the fire at 8 to start turning at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if people want to come, I mean, we'll show them how a three-hour brisket flat is done.
Okay.
We're going to cook those same timelines. The meat will be on the smoker the same as we always cook it.
Man, and don't you have hotter spots on it than others? I mean, do you know your hot spots?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you learn that?
The biscuit test. You pop open a can of biscuits and set it around in your smoker, heat it up, run it. You can tell by the golden brown on the briskets, the hot spots. The lighter colored biscuits will be in a cool spot. We've done that on the smoker and know where everything's at, hopefully.
I would eat the brisket. I mean, I would eat the biscuit. I would eat the biscuit with butter. That's what I'd be looking for.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
Oh, man, that's a good tip. So any grill you get, you could always do a biscuit test based on what temperature you want. So that's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay, well, okay, then if I guess we're ready to go next Wednesday morning and all day, Tim will be here.
And so. One other thing for Diane, she's kind of high on this corned beef thing. And I was right. Corned beef is just a cured brisket that's cured in salt and sugar and spices for 5 to 7 days, and then it's cooked. Most of the time, it's boiled or cooked in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
If you smoke it, it becomes pastrami.
I see. Mm. I am a pastrami fan, too. I didn't realize they were kind of
related.
Didn't
even know it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, in New York City, I love a pastrami sandwich. Yum.
So what's up? Dixie Chopper, you had something you were talking about, but a couple of guys came in like within hours.
Really?
Nobody has showed up with a check yet.
Oh.
And I was wrong last week. I said it was a Excalibur. It is a classic 72-inch deck.
Mm.
First check gets it. One guy said he was coming in soon. So,
well, this is the one that was like $10,000 off or something nuts, right? I mean,
it's a classic. So those retail right now, we have a brand new classic. MSRP is $18,224 on it, and we're going to let this one go for $10,000. It's got 70 hours on it.
Man, that's crazy. All right, so that's again. Nobody's brought you a check, so the gate's still open here.
The gate is still open.
Okay, all right, that's a great deal. How about Gail Frex? You guys driving everywhere and taking care of your guys? Everything good?
Yeah, we are. After I get done with you, I'm heading to Urbana to do driver orientation this morning, and that still leaves us a spot open if anybody out there wants to make some money, get good home time, work with people that are caring and fun, I guess.
Yeah, good.
How can they connect with you, Tim?
And we'll feed them once in a while,
too. That's a huge perk. Huge. How can they reach you?
They can get me on email at timo@gftlog.com. Call our office at 765-793-7131. Or you can stop in a dedicated diesel and see Mandy or Andy, and they can hook you up.
Yep. You're the man, my friend. I appreciate you. Can't wait to see you Wednesday.
Tell Greg to get us some good weather. I don't like cooking in snow and cold.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, we haven't really looked at that.
It'll be colder.
Don't
want to
jinx it.
Dang it.
Yeah, make a note of that.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. Appreciate you, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That's Tim Onstott, ESPN 93.5, 842. It'll be fun to have him around. And be fun to smell that meat all day, too.
That's Wednesday, March 27th after 3. And, of course, the MLB season the next day where ESPN 93.5, your home for the Cardinals, will start out the season on the West Coast against the LA Dodgers. And across the hallway on US 105.9, your home for the Cubs, we've got the Texas Rangers.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the Premier and Professional Executive Boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2580. Go Illini!
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
All right, quick check of a sports headline or three, Diane Ducey.
The East Region in Omaha with a 2-10 start. Number 3 seed Illinois taking on number 14 seed Morehead State. Comments from Coach Brad Underwood regarding Terrence Shannon Jr.
He's becoming more consistent as a player. I think the one thing that's to answer your question, no. Not 40 points, 34. I mean, he's had some individually big games, but it was called upon for him to do that. He's becoming very consistent. He's been with us a second year. The NBA process was great for him. He listened.
Yeah, and he got better. And so here we go, 2-10, Illinois and Morehead State. Let's win and keep going.
The play-in games had Grambling moving on along with Colorado. In case you're like me and still kind of filling out the bracket and getting in the zone. We all started off with Michigan State and Mississippi State in the 11 o'clock hour. So here we go, baby, March Madness. And don't forget, don't get worn out on our Illini and supporting, because the Illini women with the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament at 6 o'clock tonight here at home at the State Farm Center against Missouri State. So go Illini all around. We had our Parklands women's basketball team finish up in their postseason at 26-6. So we had the Pacers beating Detroit. Tonight we'll have the Bulls at Houston and Brooklyn in Milwaukee to face the Bucks. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All-star Isaiah Williams on why he lives at Pacifica on Green in Champaign.
Everything is literally luxury, and the price that you get in this stuff for it is crazy. Like one of the nicest apartments complexes I've seen, from the moment you walk into the building to the elevators to when you get in the room. Everything is just luxury, top-notch, and you're getting it for a good price.
To learn more about it or book a tour, go to pacificaongreen.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. It's a pair of weather systems that'll generate wide-ranging temperatures. No shortage of moisture either in the coming days, particularly into early next week. And if you're traveling to the north right before and through the Easter holiday weekend next weekend, heads up on cold and snow there. Which winter weather advisory is currently underway far north of Illinois, Wisconsin, back into the northern plains. Just a couple of snow flurries from that system for this morning. Partly sunny for the afternoon, a bit on the cool side at 45, down at 34.4 tonight. Breezy, milder, becoming cloudy. Some shower activity breaks out tomorrow, particularly by afternoon. Highs up to 62 and a gusty south-southwesterly wind into the 30s tomorrow night, with some evening shower activity and a breezy, much cooler day on Saturday, partly cloudy and 46. But then popping back into the 50s on Sunday, 62 on Monday with some showers, a couple of thunderstorms, more rain Tuesday in the 50s. Highs next Wednesday and Thursday close to 50, and another active weather pattern and system ahead for next weekend, the Easter holiday weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah. Well, okay. So no drive this afternoon because of the Illini game, and everybody's going to be watching, including Lon and Kyle, and that would be like a really,
I know,
really rough
It'd
thing
just
to
be
do.
Them
watching the game.
Actually looking at commentary.
Oh, come on, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's
not
just,
very fun for a listener.
So we think that the people listening to the drive are going to be watching the ball game.
That's right.
So, and that's fine. True TV has it.
Uh-huh.
At 2:10 is a tip. And away we go, playing in Omaha, Nebraska. And if we win, we get a stay. And I think it's, I don't even know. I don't care.
I don't either.
We play the winner of BYU and Duquesne, who play before us.
Right.
And then we'll see. We'll hopefully get a play Saturday.
And hopefully it's a well-placed game because I've got the showcase coming up for those involved in weddings at the Orpheum between 2 and 5. And then the Battle of the Badges at the U of I Ice Rink, which is essentially a 5 to 8 window of time for me. So all the best to all the organizations who are doing things this weekend as we work with watching the Illini and updating people on the scores.
Okay, we'll be here no matter what tomorrow and recap whatever happens today. But we'll have all the sound and everything. You'll be looking forward to recap the thing and what we think of it and everything else.
And great to hear that Muhammad Music Fest is bringing on Dylan Scott on August 24th. Ryan Heiser came in from Fisher National Bank, one of the major sponsors.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday and go Illini.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with Rewards Cashback Checking. Learn more at any branch or FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday, 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
Tapman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.